Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Knock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, look at us. A couple of worm-addicted early birds, am I right?
All I wanted to tell you was you're great.
I'm not awake right now.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
I love this show.
Why do you love it so much?
It's so funny.
Are we still talking about the same thing?
It's the Freak Show.
Freak Show Central.
Let me tell you, you guys make my morning.
Anyway, let's get down to business.
It's showtime.
Yeah. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Wednesday morning, 6:07, show number 1,946, Carla.
Yes, it is, Michael.
And I want to be the first to say congrats to the VGK. They won last night.
They sure did.
So go Knights, go. It was a tough game. John Schaefer next half hour will be in, and we'll talk more about that. And I gave it more than 2 weeks. I gave him more than 2 weeks, but I'm back to the readers. I you know what? I tried the trifocals, and I get it, man. Now, maybe I'll go back to the doctor and say, you know, I gave it a shot.
You know, I'm so afraid they're going to look at him and go, oh, crap. You know what? This is the wrong prescription we put in here.
Try this one.
Yeah. Or you could take him back and get him made into readers, you know.
Maybe.
If you need to.
But I had to.
Why not? Yeah.
I gave it a shot.
I know you did. So. And you did. You gave it a very fair shake, man.
Both here and
you
at
really
home.
Did. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I am. I wouldn't have done it. I'm done with these.
You're in a neck brace.
I can't. I'm eating more. I can't. I'm eating and drinking more. They're terrible.
Awful. Partly cloudy today. High 112. The excessive heat warning is still in effect. Yeah. And
apparently we're running out of electricity. So
yeah. I got the notice.
Yeah, I got the notice. A lot of people I was talking to on Facebook Live, they got phone calls. They got like the automated phone call asking to... you know, not make toast and no pancakes today. So
and unplug everything.
Yes, exactly.
High today, tomorrow, 113 the high. It's 90 outside right now this morning and a little muggy. So here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this was kind of cool. Luis Garcia of the Washington Nationals became the first major leaguer born in the 2000s. To hit a home run, a Genseer who knocked it out of the park. Yes, he did.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I know. It is kind of cool. And then he said, you know what? Can everybody else be given a home run too? Because it would only be fair to everybody. Because I'm a Genseer. I don't want anybody feeling bad. I don't want that.
No.
That's really cool. Billie Eilish will perform tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Joe Biden, apparently a fan. He loves her voice and the smell of her hair. He likes her a lot, so she's going to perform tonight. They've had some cool performances, that's for sure. Dancing with the Stars. This is interesting. So they're moving forward. 29th season. Of course, no Tom Bergeron, which kind of breaks my heart. It will premiere on September 14th. Don't know the stars yet. I think they're announced this week. But all the pro dancers have to live apart. And there are three couples who are married. They can't live together while they're doing this. They're only with their dance partners. I know, that kind of sucks.
And I forget, because we've talked to Tom, and we've talked to some of the contestants and the dancers on the show.
Yeah.
I forget how long it takes to really tape the show.
Right, right.
For on air. It's like months.
They do, they do it. They tape a lot of it, and then they go into live shows.
Right.
You know, I don't know how that's going to work
out. It's going to be weird.
It is going to be weird. But, you know, a lot of these shows are working around it, and that's good because I know people want to, you know, you want something to watch. That's for sure. So, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. And this is a cool article. Celebrities who auditioned for SNL but didn't make the cut. Kevin Hart, there are a lot of them. Jim Carrey, I just heard him talk about this recently, too. Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert, Lisa Kudrow. She auditioned. Julia Sweeney got her spot that year. This was in 91. And Jennifer Aniston, and I also heard an interview with her recently. She auditioned, was actually offered a spot on SNL, but Friends came up. So she turned it down, and she didn't know. She said, but she said, I really wasn't that kind of a funny person.
See, there's a couple
SNL.
Of people on that list that don't strike me as comedic or funny.
Well, they're all comedians, like all of them. That's where they started. Kevin Hart, Jim Carrey, Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert.
But Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, well, you know, and then there's some people
Lisa
who
Kudrow?
Never...
Lisa Kudrow?
Yeah, but like Kristen Wiig, she didn't do comedy.
No.
She didn't, you
but
know, so
comedic.
Many people...
Okay,
we found,
it.
You know what I mean, you find that out sometimes on the show,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, interesting, very interesting. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
What's going on here?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just the other day, we were talking about the name Karen. It's hit a rough patch because every woman named Karen is now associated with the fact that they freaked out or something. The videos go viral. Everybody's laughing about it.
Yeah.
Well, a woman in Houston named Karen Diamat runs a marketing company, and she teamed up with a restaurant in Texas, held Karen Day. Karen Day.
Yeah.
So if your name was Karen... You got free food.
Yeah.
Here she is talking about it.
I had to get creative. I thought I needed to do something to give back to Karen. So I partnered up with our client here in the Heights, Chicken Cone Houston. And I just thought, if your real name is Karen, why don't we offer Karens a chicken cone when they come in and use the password? I would like to speak to the manager. Something funny to give back to anyone with the name Karen who has had the same experience as me.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Because that's what Karen does. She wants to speak to the manager.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Oh, my God. This mask doesn't even fit me. And I can't breathe. It's so stupid. It doesn't help. Could I please speak to the manager? Are you the manager? This is ridiculous. My husband is outside, and he's a cop. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not keeping this on.
About 40 what? People showed up, took advantage of the secret code.
Good,
and
I'm
the
glad
food.
They did. Because
yeah.
Somebody else tried that and then they didn't do it because, like, people wouldn't come out for it. So I'm glad.
Yeah.
Did the
you
real Karens
me?
Show up, though?
Yeah. You had to prove your
well,
first
no,
name
they,
was
no,
Karen.
No. No, they mean those Karens.
Oh, those
yeah,
Karens.
Those
the,
Karens.
The real ones.
The... Listen, back in the day, if my name was Monica, I'd have shown up on my knees for a free cone. Jeez, I'm on my knees. What? What do I have to do? Jeez.
And you would have complained
yeah,
then. Just because
right.
My name's not Karen?
Oh, my God, what?
I
yeah,
see.
That's right.
Can I speak to the manager?
Yeah, this is discriminatory. Go ahead.
Karens can't win.
Jeez.
You can't win.
No, you can't.
But if your name is Karen, you know what?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. It's wonderful. On
96.3. So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Well, all you have to do is figure out the five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big grand prize. Phase 2, 96 days of summer. And, of course, we revealed another piece of the box just a couple of minutes ago. And your first chance to guess, a little bit later on this half hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Details coming up soon. 7:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show. It is Wednesday morning, partly cloudy, high 113, 112 today. See, the readers
oh,
are
yeah, there. So, yeah.
Okay. 112 the high today, 113 tomorrow.
Okay.
And 250 in Death Valley.
Oh, yes, that's right. Taking our show on the road.
And they say partly cloudy, but it's a mix because of all that stuff coming over from California from
yeah.
the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
late yesterday afternoon, it really looked weird.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to rain. There were some cool clouds,
mm-hmm.
but just nothing. Just
and
nothing low enough.
Man. Excessive heat warning in effect through Wednesday,
great.
Which
beautiful.
Is today.
Excellent.
And I think everybody got the text or the phone call. Or
yeah, I have a few
from
people
Nevada
who texted.
Power.
Yeah, and said they got the call at 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. What? Oh, God, did somebody hit that button at the wrong time?
I'm looking at my phone and this morning, and I said, oh, there was a power outage.
Oh, okay.
And Jody goes, when? I said, yesterday, but we were home.
Maybe it didn't
It was about
hit
4 in the afternoon.
Okay. You had power?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't get you guys then.
And then it was restored.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives our address and everything else, and
okay.
it's under investigation.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're all right.
Jody
That's
came
right.
home. I'm sitting in the dark, and she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm saving power. I'm
your clock wasn't. Yes, your clock wasn't blinking.
No,
no,
I
your VCR
everything.
Wasn't blinking.
Wasn't on 12.
No, it wasn't noon, 12.
So
12,
do what you
12,
can, 12. But it's going to be hot today, tomorrow, and probably through the weekend. It's summertime. People, we're in Vegas.
Yeah,
it's about 90 outside right now. Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, we're in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Stretch it out. Work it out. It's all
so
you.
Good.
Come on, do
man.
It.
Sometimes nothing
Do it. Come
better.
On. I'm not helping.
You see me flexing there. Ow.
Sun's out. Guns out. Come on.
Right?
Show me those tats.
Oh,
go away.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I said, son, go back in. I'll put the guns back in. Oh, you know, we found this out later yesterday. Morty got all excited, and even though it seems like years since we've had them, they don't go on sale till next year. Girl Scout Cookies announced a new flavor is coming. They are called Toast Yays, and they look and taste like miniature pieces of French toast dipped in icing. So there you go. That will be new.
And then I heard the story that you're not going to see Girl Scouts outside the stores. No. They're doing it on Zoom.
Yeah, doing it on Zoom, and then you can order online. So you can, you know, do it that way, which I tried last year, and every time I tried, it was a complete failure. And everybody said, well, my daughter has them, and then I never heard from anyone. Yeah. So, you know, fine. Just go in my cul-de-sac. Just set up in the middle, and I'll bring people, and I'll just bring you the money. How about that? How about that?
But there's going to be that one that's still going to stand outside of the dispensary.
I know, there's going to be the one kid. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hope so. Jeez. It is entirely possible that our phones know us better than we do at this point. There is a study out of Stanford University found that a phone can predict whether or not you are drunk. It uses sensors to monitor how you're walking, and it only took 20 steps, and well over 90% of the time it was absolutely correct. So in a few years, if you go out, you drink a lot, you get an alert. You know, it'll be to protect you from driving. You won't drive, you won't fight. You won't have sex with that firefighter whose name you cannot remember. It's to protect you from that stuff right there, which would be very handy, actually.
It would be.
You know? It's also International Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day, Morty. You Star Rangers fans. Yep. And it's National Potato Day. A study looked at our favorite ways to eat them. French fries dominated the country, about 18 states. Mashed potatoes were next with 7 states. Baked potatoes got 3 states. Now, somehow, the number one potato dish in Iowa, you know what it was? You'll never guess. Onion rings. So, hey, Iowa, potato. Potato.
You say potato, they say potato.
Potato. What's your favorite?
Well,
potato
we say potato,
dish.
They say onion ring.
Yeah.
Potato, onion.
Probably onion rings. Yeah, okay. No, talk to the other I state. Talk to Idaho. Let them clue you in.
Wow.
Yeah. Number one potato dish in Iowa, onion rings. All right.
Like,
then.
You know those people in Dubuque? They're funny. Yes. You've performed in Dubuque.
Yes, I have performed in Dubuque.
And they're a funny people.
Also in Des Moines as well. Yeah. So, the big city, you know, Micah, right. Des Moines. Listen, I don't know what to tell you, Iowa. Good luck. That's all I got to say. It's
I know, Morty, you're a big French fry guy. I love a good pile of mashed potatoes.
I do, and I love a baked potato, too. French fries I'd pass on. They're good, but yeah. I'd pass on them anytime for mashed or baked, man. Mm-hmm. Or onion rings, you know, so whatever kind
what
of potatoes.
What kind of potatoes do you have? You have onion rings?
Yes, I have onion rings. Well, no, potatoes. Yeah. Yeah, I like the ring type. The ring type that are made with onions. Yeah. I like those.
I hope they vote in person in Iowa.
So do I. Oh, my gosh, a few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Look at Iowa.
Yeah,
look at Iowa texting in at 702-739-9636.
Well, Mike texted in, and he's trying to be funny. He said, this is Mike from Iowa. And he said, the reason that onion rings are our favorite is because we're sick of hearing, oh, Iowa, the potato state. Okay, but good try, Mike. Good try.
Mike, I don't think I've ever heard that.
No, I know.
I thought Idaho was
Well, it is, but people, he's saying people confuse it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Iowa. Yeah.
The potato state.
Yeah, no. No confusion there. No. And I'm sure Idaho would be like, bring it.
Yeah.
We're over here.
Well, it's been
brought. We are over here. That's right. Yeah, I don't know about this whole thing. Yeah, so fries, mashed, baked. Those are the top three.
Potatoes.
Okay. Yeah, the way people like their potatoes.
Unless
they're onion rings.
Yes, and they vote for onion rings.
That's right.
All right. Hey, what's in our big box? We're going to give you a chance to guess right now.
Okay.
702-739-9636. Got to be over 21 years of age or older. Take a shot. What do you think's in Mike and Carla's big box? Dial in now, looking for caller number 9.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Carla, we have Karen on the phone.
Yes, we do.
And she's a nice Karen.
Yes, she's Thank a nice you. Karen.
She's not going to go all Karen on us. You know how it works. All you have to do is identify the 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, and you could win that incredible prize package, phase 2 of the 96 Days of Summer. So go ahead, give us your guess.
Okay. I know the first one is the bike pump, and I'm going to say one of those life rings, float ring things. I'd like to have a, I think it's a, like a sauce pot. Something easy like that. Look, one of those blow up air mattresses. And what do I have left? How far am I, guys?
It's like ordering donuts.
I know. And what else?
You have one more.
One more. How about a taco?
And the sprinkles. I'll take some of the sprinkles.
Yes.
All right. Let's see how you did. After all that, just 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yay.
But all right. Cross all that other stuff off your list.
Yes.
Will do.
All
Thank
right.
You.
And you all know, right. Karen, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to guess in the 9 o'clock hour for everybody else. Check out the big box on our website. Tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. And remember, for complete rules and details, go to 96.3kklz.com.
Will do. Thanks.
Morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Talk or text, either way, the number's good. 807 with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. By the way, a special announcement from NV Energy.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Did you get your text?
The temperature's rising. Surprising, she certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her seat wave.
Seat wave?
And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can.
There you go. We're having a heat wave.
Isn't that the truth? It's a tropical heat wave. It is funny. A lot of people have said, I got the text last night at 1:15, 1:30, 2 o'clock. I'm surprised it went out then. Or the phone call. Yeah. What is that about?
Phone call. I wish my phone call was that.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. That would have been hilarious.
I would put my thermostat down to.
I know.
Or up to 78.
See, if anybody from NV Energy is listening, use that.
Tuesday, 4:07, I got a text.
Really?
There was an alert.
Okay. I got an alert yesterday.
Power outage at our address.
Yeah, okay. You got that.
And then 5:37, that the power has been restored. Great news, and I got to be honest, I didn't even notice there was an outage.
See? I got a text yesterday. It was about 5:15. If I could just watch my power usage yesterday and today.
Now, NV Energy asked me to conserve electricity on the 18th and 19th.
That's the one I got.
From 2 to 9.
Right.
So I'll do that. So today I don't have to do anything.
No, today. Today's the 19th.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
You got it. So go
today
home.
Today and tomorrow between
be home
nine.
By
wow.
2 and turn it down or don't be home.
Oh, I was thinking September maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Next month, we want you to, on the 18th, 19th, we want you to mark your calendar.
Next year, you're going to be like, we're supposed to do something with our power?
I know. Going to conserve it in September, put it in a jar. So
well, I'm
we
looking
have it for
last,
next year.
The last time I got an alert from NV Energy was in January.
Do you save
of,
them?
Of last year.
Do people not erase your text?
I keep a record.
Why?
Because I want to, if I ever end up in court, I have records.
Problems with my phone once. They were like, why do you save your messages? I guess I'll
need
that one from 7 years ago. From my ex. Okay, yeah.
I still
don't
have
need
mine,
that.
See?
I think that's the only one. I think that's a guy thing for some
Maybe.
Reason. I don't know.
Maybe. Partly cloudy. High 112 today and 113 tomorrow. 93 now. Another take on some entertainment news from Carla.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Recent interview, Debbie Harry, Blondie, she said, you know, there's really not much left on my bucket list. She said, I don't know if I can see anything I haven't really done except maybe interstellar space travel. So she's done like a ton of things along the way.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, that would be cool. Interstellar space travel, and I don't really want to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm good.
To be able to check everything off.
I know.
Oh, and after a great career like she's had, she's still having it. But
yeah, she is. I know. Fine, Debbie. Make us all feel bad about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix testing something that might be kind of cool. It's a shuffle button. A lot of people just don't know what to watch. So it just randomly plays selected titles based on your viewing history and your playlist. So if you don't know what to watch, if you're indecisive, let them decide for you.
Here's a little hint. If you share your account, which I know 90% of the people do, don't use it.
I don't share my account anymore. They know exactly what I like.
I tried it.
I will do that.
And My Little Pony came up three times.
I will
times.
Do that. Yeah. Well, who are you sharing it with?
Well, I've got family.
Who are you
with
dating?
Younger kids.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
My Little Pony.
I know.
My Little Pony. My Little Pony.
We can keep going.
Yeah. My little pony.
Oh, man.
That's what I should have ready. Yeah.
I love that. And Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx says moving to Wyoming has made him way more creative.
Yeah.
Wyoming. He says, I'm writing. Stuff's turning into possibly a book or songs. Wow. You don't know where it's going. Really exciting. He says, being in L.A., everything's about business, deadlines, rehearsals. When does the tour start? When? I kind of needed to step back and just let the creative juices flow. Maybe I don't have any more songs than me. Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out, man, and that's to be in a place that's not so chaotic. Yeah,
and he's working at Yellowstone with Kevin Costner.
Yes, yeah, that's right. So, that's right.
Okay.
Wyoming. That's where he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, that is my take for not sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder. Very quickly, I just want to let Morty know that apparently I have a troll who is now messing with some of my Facebook people. It's Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
So, just wanted to let you know.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Is he being mean, though?
Yeah. He's just liking a lot of stuff.
And, normally, Keanu's a pretty good guy.
I know. I hope he is. I hope that he is.
Is it the real Keanu? Or
that's what I'm wondering. Is he just bored?
Yeah. Is it Bill and Ted Keanu, or is it John Wick Keanu?
Oh, no. I don't want to. I don't want to.
Well, lucky you, Carla.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Well, we were just...
Troll my page.
Yes.
Talking off the air. The first R-rated movie you ever went to.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I wish I would have... I don't know when they started rating movies.
Yeah.
That rating system.
Yeah, that wasn't always around, I don't think, for you. That came a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. I'm trying to think of... I saw someone I was really young that I probably shouldn't have seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I saw, like, The Exorcist, I think, when it first came out.
Was that R-rated?
It was, like,
oh, yeah.
I believe.
Was it really?
Yeah.
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 See, I know I saw Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I was like, oh.
That was quite a sexy movie.
And then the movie, I forget when it came out, though.
Bob Carroll, Ted, and Alice.
Yes.
That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
Both couples sleeping together. And
uh-huh. Yeah. That was, that's so funny. Valley of the Dolls at that time was uh-huh. not rated.
So I wonder if it's rated now or it would be rated R.
I know. It would have to be. But yeah.
Outside
so
of
funny.
A black and white Russ Meyer movie that I watched at like 1 right. o'clock in the morning right. as a kid.
Yes. Yes.
And you're going to have to Google Russ Meyer.
Oh, my God.
But, anybody else? What was your first R-rated movie? Or even as a kid, you went to see it or you saw it.
Yeah.
And you went, oh.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Quite good every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
We're talking about the first R-rated movie you ever saw as a kid. So we found out that the rating system came out in 68.
Right. 68.
Okay.
Yeah. Boy, some of the movies.
So I think I saw a couple of movies that probably would have been R-rated.
I'm sure.
Before that year.
Yeah.
But Hannah's on the phone. Hannah, what about you?
Little Darling.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, great movie. And Matt Dillon.
And Matt Dillon, yeah.
Was that where she was a hooker?
No.
It was about summer camp.
Yes, they were at summer camp. Hello.
And that was an R-rated movie?
Because
I didn't know it was, and my grandmother took me.
Yes.
It was not a good thing.
It's a very much a coming-of-age movie for a girl.
Yeah, I was like 10.
Oh,
and your grandma took you?
And my grandmother took me. Yes, that was a little bit on the embarrassing side.
It was Tatum O'Neill was in it also. That was your grandmother was trying to teach you the birds and the bees, I think.
You know, I don't know if that's what it was because she didn't.
Gosh, I forgot about that movie, and I love that movie.
So what did you do with Nana this weekend? Went to the movies.
It's a good movie, if you had seen it with your friend.
What was the first R-rated movie you ever saw? She doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
So clearly, you know, she's seen a few.
Yeah, I know. It's so nothing.
When they don't say anything, that means they've already seen one.
Yeah, it's so nothing for kids now.
Exactly. Hannah?
You know, the husband had her watch Fight Club, so.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's...
Have a good day, Hannah.
You too, guys. Thanks.
What movie am I thinking about? Is Jodie Foster, maybe?
Taxi Driver?
Maybe.
Taxi Driver, I believe it was. Yeah. Yeah, I believe that was the one. She was a really young.
I found out Nicole saw Basketball Diaries.
Okay.
And her mother told me, she goes, I thought it was about basketball.
Yeah, not so much. No.
And,
great movie, but yeah, not so much.
Okay.
Wow. This is interesting. Sean, our friend Sean, the one who made us our first mask.
Yes.
Sean, 9.5 weeks. Okay.
Pow, pow.
Man, I think I waited until I was like 25 to see that. Jeez, man. Adrian, Soylent Green. Oh.
That was just on.
Oh, that movie is disturbing. Oh, my God. Soylent Green are people.
That was just, I couldn't sleep. I was up like 1 o'clock in the morning or
and
something like that.
And you watched it?
And it was on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And
all
I thought to myself, oh, my God, I got to text Carla and Morty. And
are you guys watching Soylent Green there?
No, we're sleeping.
Yes, exactly. Another one of our listeners, Barbara said, Jaws and Blazing Saddles as a kid at the drive-in. They'd just plop anything together, wouldn't they?
I guess when I think R-rated, I think a certain genre of movie. I don't think Blazing Saddles. Although I understand.
Exactly.
I understand why it was rated R. But
yeah, exactly. As a kid.
All right.
Yeah.
Anybody else? The first R-rated movie. I got to be honest. I'm shocked. Shocked how many movies were R-rated and you don't think of them as R-rated. No. But when you see it, you go, okay, I get it. The language and there's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Wow. I got a Porky's. Oh, boy. Wow, okay.
That was, see?
Yeah.
What was the rating you just mentioned off air?
NC-17. And because somebody said American Pie, and I said to Morty, I said, wow, was that really R-rated? And that was like one of the first ones you saw.
No, it was the first movie I ever pirated.
Oh, well, that's a whole different subject, Morty.
Mine was Die Hard.
First movie I stole was American Pie. But American Pie was initially rated NC-17, so they had to cut some things out, which is X-rated.
Oh,
you know, used to be X-rated. Yeah. So, Linda says, I wanted to see The Exorcist, but my dad wouldn't let me see it. I was about 13. I still, to this day, have not seen the whole movie because it's just creepy. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
It freaks a lot of adults out, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another one, my first R-rated movie was Die Hard 1. I was 8 years old. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yep, that was mine.
Morty's, too.
Yeah, there you go. French Connection. Steve said, man, that was a good movie.
R-rated.
That was a good movie, yeah. Okay. A lot of them were, you guys are always thinking sex. No,
right.
Violence. Subject matter, things like that.
Well, I saw a lot of those.
Our rating was, that was pretty serious back in the day.
Dave, what about you?
Pretty Maidens All in a Row.
Oh, wow. I never saw that.
Who was in that?
Rock Hudson and Angie Dickinson.
Oh, you're talking about Pretty Maids All in a Row.
Ooh, Angie Dickinson.
Wow.
She was a bad girl.
Yeah, I had to watch it at night because it was on HBO. So I had to wait till my parents went to bed before I watched it.
Yeah, those movies, that's another whole subject that you'd wake up to watch or stay up to watch.
And then you had to sit and watch it at a certain angle so you could see the TV.
Yeah.
But you could still see if somebody got up.
Exactly.
You could see if they were coming in so you could change the channel real quick.
Because that's when we had one TV.
Right.
It was in the living room.
Yep, exactly.
David, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I like the way this woman works. King's Food Markets has about 25 grocery stores in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. Well, the CEO, this woman named Judy, hates that people keep yelling at employees about masks. So, she gave out her own personal number.
Isn't that great?
That way, if they really want to yell, you just call me.
Yeah, don't yell at my employees. How about that?
You want to yell? Cool. Pick up the phone. Here's my number. Call me.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I love it.
Okay. This is for those people that will hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has gone way beyond. 78-year-old man in Arkansas was arrested for leaving dead animals on a neighbor's grave 5 years after he died because of a grudge.
Okay, wow.
He dressed up as a woman whenever he did it to avoid being caught.
Yeah, can you say wackadoodle? I don't think that's a grudge. I think that's wackadoodle right there. Woo, hello.
In Arkansas.
Exactly. Wackadoodle right there.
Well, at least they know the difference between a potato and an onion.
Yes, an onion.
And I want to know if the animals are, like, already dead, or is he hunting them?
Like roadkill?
Yeah. Just pick
it
up.
You would hope, like a rat or something.
Yeah, and use it for good reason. The roadkill, just pick that up,
and
right?
Put it on the grave.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a little lighter. In Rio de Janeiro, the city council was having their Zoom meeting, like everyone else.
Oh.
And one of the councilmen just got up and started having sex with his wife. So there you go.
Whoa.
Yeah, he forgot to turn his camera feed off. That's happened to a lot of us.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like,
Wave.
Who is that?
A tropical heat wave.
Hey, is that what?
Whoa. Temperatures rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can.
Hey, we can still see you.
Best meeting ever.
Yeah, exactly. And a 19-year-old woman in Australia, she, you might like this, Marty. She had plastic surgery. Left her looking like Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story.
Now that's a woman Morty would date.
Wow, Sophia is her name. Now she had chin fat removal surgery and was left with extreme swelling and a square jaw now. That looks just like Buzz Lightyear, her friends say it. Why did you do that? She said, I didn't want it. I didn't do it on purpose. But she had this. It's called Kybella. And people get it for a double chin or something like that, but it just, it didn't go well. And all of her friends think she looks like Buzz Lightyear.
And they tell her that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, that's where you got to go back to the doctor and say, hey.
Hey, well, listen.
Now do the lower part over here.
Listen, my friends have told me. Yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
Get rid of my square jaw.
Wow.
Oh, what a gal. And she's only 19 years old, so I'm sure she's thrilled. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I look like Buzz Lightyear.
She's writing that demo.
I don't like it. So you got to fix my chin.
Something tells me she was going to be a stripper.
Maybe well. So. Maybe so. This is in Australia. I don't know. I don't know. Well, maybe
well, she's
so.
She's got something going for her now.
The Tory Spelling of Australia, I guess. Jeez. Wow. It is Wednesday. That is your other news.
All you have to do is guess the five items in Mike and Carla's big box, and you could be a big winner during the 96 days of summer. Give it a shot. If you're over 21, dial it up. 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. You have any idea what's in our big box? Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a 3-day, 2-night houseboat rental from Lake Mead Mojave Adventures. It's time.
Carla, we have Kim on the phone. Kim, you know how we play the contest. All you have to do is identify correctly all five items in Mike and Carla's big box. So go ahead. Let's hear. What do you got?
Okay, a bike tire pump, a pocket watch, a cast iron skillet, a mask, and a pair of gloves.
Ooh. 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Well, cross that stuff off your list. And then don't forget, you can try. You can play as many times as you want. You can try next time with Wendy Rush in the 11 o'clock hour. For those people just catching up, check out the big box by tapping the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for complete rules and details.
Thank you.
All right. So the contest continues.
Yep.
We'll reveal another piece of the box at 5 o'clock. Don't forget about that. Our feel-good story deals with a giraffe.
Yep.
Find out what that's all about in about 5-6 minutes from now.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully kick your morning off on a positive note. This is just kind of a fun story. This is out of Austin, Texas. You know what? People shopping. They were just out shopping. And what? Whoa, is that a giraffe that's shopping at our local HEB store? Well, it was, but it was a woman who put on a giraffe costume that she wore last Halloween. She was kind of wandering through. People saw her. Gosh, this giraffe is smelling flowers. Oh, look at that, buying grapefruit. She said, you know what? I've worn it a couple times now, and it just makes people smile, lifts their spirits. The people at the grocery store have said, please, please come back, because it just helps out our customers. They're nicer. Everybody gets a giggle out of it. So there you go. She happens to be a big fan of giraffes as well. So why not? You know what? I actually might do this at my local Trader Joe's.
Just walk in?
Yes.
With a costume on?
Yes. Go see our friend Stacy Escalante up at the Trader Joe's.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. In a giraffe costume. Is that?
Carla?
Is that
you?
No.
You know what? That's a cute story.
It's great. It's
all right.
Great. I
any
love it.
Any feel-good story you might have, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Better yet, call us with your local feel-good story.
Yes.
I will die if Stacy Escalante calls us like a week later and says, you're not going to believe what happened.
Was Carla in?
There was a short little giraffe walking around.
Yes. Looked just like her.
702-739-9636. That's our number if you'd like to give us your version of your feel-good story. 938, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by the fine folks over at Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your next home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. KKLZ.com. All right, recapping the show. It was all about potatoes.
Yes, it was. I know. My gosh.
Wow.
You know, I posted it on our Facebook page, your favorite potato. Dear Lord, it just took over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Iowa. Yeah. An onion ring's not a potato.
Onion ring is not a potato.
Number one in that state. What was the first R-rated movie you ever saw? That, again, another subject blowing up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's great.
And starting with the rating system back in 1968, before that, you just, you know what? G doesn't stand for good.
No, that's what somebody's grandmother thought. G was good. PG was pretty good. R right. was rotten. X meant you couldn't see it.
Oh, boy.
Grandmother.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's why I only watched the first half hour of Psycho.
Yeah.
After that, I really didn't care. I didn't see the whole movie until...
Little boys. Yes. Yeah, just wanted to see that scene, and then there was blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Turn it off! Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the afternoon. Your next chance to guess what's in Mike and Carla's big box, 11 o'clock hour. We reveal another piece of the box at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.